Curse the world.
There's your fucking take.
Sorry, I came out a little hot.
Yo, dude, I mean, relax.
The youngest and the tightest.
Hear me out.
Pump the brakes.
This isn't a cult.
You stupid motherfucker.
Welcome back, YT gang, to another episode of DJVW.
Yo, you know what I did?
What did you do,
dude? I went back and I watched some of our old episodes.
Yeah.
And boy, was that tempo just like, so this was our week. And then I listen to our shows and I'm like, geez, the energy level's
up.
Yeah,
dude. You know? We're a couple of professions.
We're bringing it.
Professional
baby
boys.
We are bringing it.
We are. We're bringing you the heat and you goddamn should be grateful because we're bringing you the heat every episode. Dude, let me ask you something. Was it a planned thing or was it like you said, it was a little last minute thing where you showed up at the boy's job the other day?
This is what happened. I got a call from the office and they were like, hey, Crazy House called. They have this many rooms they need picked up.
Shit ton of rooms. Yeah, we have a shit ton.
And then I was like, well, I don't really have much room in the truck. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to go see Dave. Right? So I told the guy, I was like, hey, I'll take half, and then another guy could come and take half or whatever. And he was like, yeah, sure. And then I got there. I got, you know, I saw everybody. They were in a good mood. The weather was nice.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, everybody was good.
The lantern flies were out in mass.
Oh, you got to call somebody about that, dude.
We called them. You have to. It doesn't, like, they'll come, they'll do something, and the next thing you know, like a week later, there will be.
Then you got to keep calling them. That's your civic duty, because I think they have a nesting spot at
your
building.
Oh, for sure they do. I want to say real quick, just to interrupt, it's strange because you remember when they were talking about lantern flies and it was like, you might see these things.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's the predominant bug that I see.
It's just like the vid.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Like the vid.
It's
I remember being at like the gym and me and Tristan are hanging out getting a session on.
Yep.
And I saw like 6 cases in California. And then I was like, this is going to be nothing. Watch.
Yeah, I said the same thing, dude.
And here's the world we live in now.
Yep, lantern flies and COVID.
So anyway, I was going to your job because I wanted to see you really. And I was like, it's Wednesday. Dave should have the YouTube done. I just want to check on him.
Yeah.
So,
keep tabs on him.
It was Friday, actually, right?
Yeah. It might have been Friday.
Yeah. So we got there, and then I saw, you know, just everybody around
the
shop.
You came in hot.
Yeah,
you came in hot.
Like,
it was fucking funny.
I came in, and I was like, is the YouTube done yet? I have to go to your job
and
to make
I
sure.
Love it, because I was sitting in the chair with the laptop in front of me, and I spun it around. I was like, it's right here, dude. But you came in, like, I'm chilling. I'm disheveled, because I got strep earlier in the week. And I had to recover.
You didn't look bad.
I looked like you
had a hoodie
on. You looked like a cutie pie because you had a nice haircut and your little shirt tucked in and everything, and you just looked proper.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it, the boy came and he showed up, and I look like shit, and I'm sweating, and I smell bad because when you're sick and you start sweating, it's like your hands smell bad and shit.
He had the hoodie on that I gave him a long time ago.
The jiu-jitsu hoodie.
The hand-me-down king.
That's right.
So, but it was just kind of nice seeing you. It was nice seeing your boss and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wound up burning the guy that was supposed to get the other half of the rims because I wound up being able to fit all 40 of them on.
Yeah, and you told him to go fuck himself.
So I called the guy. I was like, hey, go fuck yourself, Matt.
Yeah.
And he was like, ooh, I hate you, but I love you.
Ooh, I hate you, but I love you. That's beautiful.
And it was a nice little way
to end the week.
It was honestly, the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
I got to see one of my best buddies.
It was great.
I got to make some good money on a Friday. I was happy. It was just a good start to the weekend, man.
The next day, I worked 9 to 9. I worked 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on a Saturday.
Honestly, I don't know why you do that.
Well, because I was out because of strep. So I was out for 2 days and I just couldn't take that L. So I had to go to work.
The more I work, the more I understand things like taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no difference between whether I make $3,000 or if I make $2,400. It's almost like I'm bringing back the same thing.
After taxes? Because you go into a new
tax
bracket.
If I make $3,000, I bring home like $22,000.
Yeah.
If I make like $25,000, I bring home like 21 and change. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's my understanding. The more money you make, you go into the next tax bracket,
hey guys,
and they totally fuck you over.
That's every week, too.
Just putting that out
that's
there.
That's not a bi-weekly check.
Just
all right?
Putting that out there.
I'm just saying.
You know
what?
Speaking of finances, I went to Wawa this morning, and there's people behind the counter. They're just arguing with each other. I don't know too much about it. I just know Biden passed some bill where it's like $600 or more of a transaction, and they're allowed to look into your account and see what you're doing. And these two people are just going at it. And
Is that on the Venmo or something like that?
It's Venmo, Cash App, everything. So
No, they're being monitored heavy now.
Yeah, you know what the cutoff used to be? $10,000.
Yeah.
And they dropped it to $600, which is wild because you're talking about just average schmucks. But I thought that was entertaining, watching these Wawinians go back and forth about it, right?
Wawinians.
Then I turn around, and I see something even more entertaining.
Yeah, I know. I ran into that same guy.
He called me over. I couldn't see him. I didn't know where the voice was coming
like,
from.
Hey.
Yes, it sounded very much something about a lollipop guild. I was a little thrown back, and he's like, no, sir, I'm offering you. You could buy them at the checkout. Lollipops are right here. I said, oh, okay. Because he was.
Sure.
A midget.
He was
a midget.
Ran into that same midget, and he was buying a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Couldn't help myself.
Did he buy shorties?
Couldn't help myself.
Did he buy Newport shorts?
I said, hey, I heard stunts your growth.
Oh, no!
And he was
you saw them smoking stunts his growth, dude?
He said, you're a real funny guy.
Whoa. He said, why don't you go get a massage? But was that-
he said, no. he said, Jimmy Palumbo is my cousin.
Yo,
why don't you go get a massage, guy?
Have you heard anything from the Jimmy Palumbo, you know, kind of extravaganza?
No,
that
he doesn't. What's he going to do?
He's going to keep his mouth shut.
I would imagine he's going to hire somebody to beat
you
me
think
up.
He listens to the show?
No, I don't think he listens to the show because there would definitely have been a retaliation for that.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I think at the end you said you felt bad in that.
I did. I really want to apologize. That wasn't cool. That was not cool of me. I'm usually like way more fun than that.
It was my fault.
I'm the one who kicked it up.
Yeah.
That was not his fault.
And you have a way of riling me up too. We're doing the show. You're riling me up. I didn't realize when I said it. I went back when I was editing and I saw it. I threatened to kneel on his neck.
You sure did.
I threatened to kneel on his neck.
And you started calling him like fat, and I'm like, he's not that fat. What are you doing? And then you were like, okay, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I see you. It's making you uncomfortable.
Look,
Jay.
Man, if you have a beef with somebody and you whip me up into a frenzy, I don't have a good measurement on how hard I got to ride for you.
Yeah.
So I go all the way.
You ride hard.
I go all the way. I say, I'll kneel on his fat fucking neck.
Yeah.
I'll kill him where he stands.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't mean that.
But he's not fat, and you're not going to kneel on his neck.
And I would never kneel on his neck.
This is all hyperbole.
He doesn't really look like he has a neck. I wouldn't. This is just things that I'm saying, and I would never do that.
It's got a turkey neck.
It doesn't have a turkey neck on him.
So anyway, the same day that I was at Wawa with that little person, the cigarette.
No, go ahead and say it.
There was
go ahead and say the word.
What?
Now go ahead and say the word.
Idiot?
Midget! Go on, Wawa midget.
A little person.
Okay, fine.
He's a little person.
But he's the same, you know, worth of...
You're punching it home when you say midget.
Well, I'm not punching down.
If
I think he's my equal, I'm not punching down, all
right?
Well, so go on.
So during this whole midget thing that happened at the Wawa, I turn around and this one guy, this Italian guy, he's like... Hey, ma'am, can you do me a favor and leave some room for milk?
Wow, dude.
And then he
goes... So you won't say midget, but you'll do that offensive...
No, sure will.
Because Italians aren't people.
Because they don't give a shit.
They're barely people, dude. They're barely people.
The guy's like, you know, ma'am, can you please leave some room for milk in my coffee? Mm. And he goes... he goes like this. The guy flicks off the mask and goes... I'm a man. And he was like, oh, Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jesus, Santa Monte Cristo, I'm so sorry.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
he was
amen.
Just like, he was like, it's okay, man. He's like, I get it. Because the guy had long hair.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful long hair, kind of like bunned up in the back.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the world we live in with the masks, it's hard to tell on some people. It's like, is that a pretty man or is that just an average
Or is that a
gal?
Trans woman?
Yeah, or it could be a trans woman because there's
woman.
A couple at Wawa.
If you want to see all the trans people in New Jersey.
Wawa Starbucks.
Because all they hire is exclusively trans people. When we were at the Renaissance Fair, there was a trans person ahead of us in the sledgehammer thing.
Yeah.
When that dude came up and was like, fucking dead ass B about your plague doctor outfit and your Tim's.
Yeah.
And I saw her standing there. It was a very lovely lady.
Well, the guy felt obviously super embarrassed. The guy behind the counter, I'm sure he felt embarrassed. He's probably like, God, I just want to cut this shit off.
God damn it.
Thought I was a chick, man.
Hey, man, the masks have made the world a little confusing. You know, even without being able to pick up facial cues, it's a little confusing. You know, you don't know exactly how people feel.
Well, I didn't have anybody think that I was a woman, but I was in a
Well, you got a set of cheeks on you.
I sure do. I was shaking them earlier.
That's fucking damn right you were, bro.
I was in ShopRite, and I'm there. It's right after the gym, so I got, like, a tank top on and, like, my short shorts.
Yeah.
And this
Tiny
old,
shorts.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, that's right.
Nut huggers.
Letting them fucking thighs show.
This nice old black lady I'm in the frozen food, right? Because I'm making stir fry.
Okay.
So I need the frozen peas and carrots,
that's
okay? Because
right.
When I go to a Chinese restaurant, I do not want peas and carrots in my fried rice.
Right.
But
when you make
it. When I make it.
Why is that?
I want peas. I don't know. I don't know.
You use sesame oil?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
I use a little chili oil sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
Your boy could cook.
Can you? You can throw down?
Sure can. Grill, stovetop, however you want it, baby.
I haven't had to cook in a long time because my wife fucking cooks for me.
Yeah. I don't want to bother my old lady with that. Well, I got this one. I'll take care of this one. So I'm in the shop, right? This nice old black lady's next to me. She turns to me and goes, "Oh my goodness! Why did you do that to your body?" And then I said, "Hey, ma'am, I don't know. It's just, you know, bad decisions made at an early age." And she goes, "That was a terrible decision."
Damn, bitch! What the fuck?
I was like, "You're really twisting the fucking knife."
Yeah, man.
I said, "Hey, Aunt Jemima, why don't you back the fuck up?"
You can't call her Aunt Jemima, bro.
I'm just kidding.
That picture I sent you of my aunt's doorstop?
Oh, that
my
was so
aunt
racist.
Has a doorstop.
I want to put that in here
so bad. Yeah, I'll post it.
So racist. I want it so bad.
It's like an Aunt Jemima figure.
Not for nothing. We might get flagged if we post
for that.
That.
Yeah, I think
that
that'll probably
very offensive.
That's some old school.
That's a mammy shit.
It is a mammy. And she holds the door open. She got her hands on her hips.
I told the lady, I was like, it's just bad decisions made at an early age. She's
sure.
like, "That was a very terrible decision, young man.
Hey, fuck you."
And I said,
and that's when Jay's patience ran thin.
I'm like, okay, she's still going at it. Then she said another thing to me like, "I just don't understand why you would do that to your body."
Bitch, I'm just here for frozen. Shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
And I'm like, yeah, ma'am. I get it. And then I ran into her again on the way out. And she looks at me once again and goes, "I just feel so bad for you."
Yeah. And then you push kicked her into traffic.
I was like, "You know what I feel bad for? You having to live through the 60s. That's a bad feeling."
You didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
I was like, damn, dude,
I'm not going to insult the nice old black lady.
Well, she's not a nice lady. She's telling you you look like trash.
No, kind of, but she was very sweet. And
she call
was
you
saying
a honky? You fucking,
she said something about, she called me, it could be like the name of like a guy, you know, she said Jim Crow.
Okay.
Does anybody know what that means?
He
out
said,
there?
"Listen here, mammy."
She goes, "You Jim Crow," and I was like, "I don't know who that is.
I don't know what that is at all." No.
But anybody who out there who gets that joke, it landed.
It landed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so.
Well, you deserve that.
Midget and Wawa, guy behind the counter, not a woman, and then it was old nice black lady in ShopRite for me.
It was a cultural experience.
That's kind of how my and I met Dave Friday, and that's kind of kicked everything off.
It was a beautiful week.
It was a good week. Solid week, man. I ain't complaining. Your boy, I did good.
Yeah.
The house is coming together.
Ah, my God,
my brother-in-law, shout out to my brother-in-law, came in, and he just did fucking work yesterday.
That's awesome.
So me and my dad were putting the cabinets together. I'll show you guys some pictures. We built the island and this butcher block. Hilarious, right? So my father-in-law, all his tools are from like 1937.
Nice.
Somehow he keeps everything. He doesn't throw anything out.
That's a hoarder.
So, sure is.
You okay, Kip?
But it's a well-packed
I can't knock a hoard that's well kept.
So he goes, "Here," I'm like, "I need a circular saw, Pop."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Here you go." And then he gives
me
one.
It's a manual.
It is from 1950 something. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Is it
from
a
the
crank?
70s. No.
Okay.
You can't just crank
a
fucking
circular
saw. Oh, you
can. The old ones used to crank them until they get to max speed, and then you can lay them down.
Hit a little piece of cord around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need a fucking thing. I need a circular saw. Gives me one from 1976.
Sweet.
And then he's like, "I got that one. I got a Black & Decker." They don't make Black & Decker anymore.
No,
that's not a real thing. The only people who know about Black & Decker are old people.
Sure.
And I am one of.
Sure. I remember Black & Decker. They made grills too, panini grills.
Yeah. So he gives me the. they did.
They made panini grills. Yeah. They made presses, bro.
I think toaster ovens
too.
Yep,
that's right.
Yeah.
What,
yeah,
that
they
company?
Did.
You know, that company doesn't
they made a bunch
anymore?
Of shit.
I know all the kitchenware ended.
They made all the kitchenware and they made power tools.
That's right.
Anything with a motor. You
pretty
know
much.
What
anything
saying?
That spins.
So he gives me the circular saw.
Yeah.
I get it to the house. Now the butcher block is like a 2-inch butcher block.
Nice.
So my dad, he's like, "Jesus Christ, how old is that circular saw?" And I was like,
"Old as you, Pop."
You know, Mr. B gave it to me. You know, he's got some old tools over there
sure.
and stuff. So he goes, "All right, let's see if this baby will do it." So we fire it up, and it goes, and stop.
I knew it.
I honestly think that if it was going, I could have caught it.
Which just stop that bitch with your palms.
You know, like in like movies where they catch the swords.
How dare you, bro? Beggars can't be choosers. Mr. B hooked you up.
Yo,
you can't look a gift horse in the face.
I know, man. It was it was very nice, and I appreciate him lending
the sentiment. The sentiment.
But
yeah.
I need tools from preferably
today.
The last 20 years.
Please,
something.
Yeah.
Something.
Just
from
give
the last
me a fucking hacksaw.
A Milwaukee, a Ryobi.
Anything.
I'll take anything from the last 20 years.
Yeah, 70s is kind of there's an expiration date on that type of shit. 70s is making it.
Yeah, so my boy came through, my boy Steve from Lionheart, and he brought, swear to God, so you see this giant, like, circular saw that I had from the 1970s, and then my boy Steve comes in with a battery-operated, what's the yellow
Saw-saw?
Brand? What's
oh,
the battery?
DeWalt.
DeWalt. He comes in with a little battery-operated DeWalt with the 6.5-inch blade. Not a 7.25 for any of the man out there. They get it. So I'm like, I don't know if that's going to cut because that 7.25 couldn't cut. And he goes,
this thing's got balls.
It's going to cut.
Yeah.
It's going to cut. It's from the last 5 years.
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
cut.
It's got nuts.
So he gives me the fucking thing.
It's
and
a lot
just
of lithium
like,
in this battery.
Like butter, bro.
Yeah,
just
that's it.
Battery operated.
Don't tell Mr. B, though. Don't tell Mr.
No,
B.
This
you
is
thank
the,
him
this,
profusely.
I appreciate it, Pop,
that's
but
right.
it just
How
didn't
old
work.
How old do you think he is?
Him?
Mr. B, yeah. Mr. B, the guy that hooked you up with the bad saw.
My father-in-law?
It's your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
I got two
Mr.
B. So my dad is Mr. Bauman. Yeah. My father-in-law is Mr. Bellinich.
Gotcha. And he's an older gentleman?
Yeah, they're right around my dad and him are right around the same age, like 62, 64, 65, right around
there. So he got it when he was born.
He got the saw when he was born. His father gave it to him, and his father gave it to him.
There you go. And so don't disrespect that saw.
No, that's right. I will one day inherit that circular saw.
You know, you've had a very stressful, having a home,
to my
home,
son-in-law, I bequeathed my circular saw.
Is it bequeath or bequeath?
I don't know.
But yeah, man, speaking of shit that happened, that came to pass, we talked on a prior episode about Dual Survivor, and I wish
told
we
you guys,
dude. I couldn't understand the magnitude of what you were telling me until I saw it for myself.
I tried telling you guys when it happened. He even thrust it.
So to break it down, we talked about Dual Survivor. There was a guy on that show who, at one point, is a Discovery Channel show, stabs a boar with a spear on camera and then finishes it off
first,
with a knife.
Wait, first to set set the mood here.
Yeah,
set the scene. He snares the pig.
Yes.
So he gets it in a snare.
Which was impressive.
So this thing starts...
Yes.
Yeah, like crazy,
yes.
dude. I was wondering who was going to cough
it
up
hurts,
to the pig.
It hurts,
yeah.
I can't do that.
So he was like, the pig starts freaking out. Joe Tedai hears this.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave. You just
I cannot even explain to you how much of this I was not ready for. Do me a favor, Marco. Pull it ahead because I don't know that we can show this. We'll probably get pulled off
YouTube.
Yeah,
Discovery does not play around.
But for those of you who are interested, the title is Spear Hunting Joe Teddy, T-E-T-I. Gets a boar. And
or,
I'm
you
please.
Could also Google Joe Tedai, adrenaline
Tedai.
Boner.
Adrenaline boner.
Kills
dude.
Animal for fun.
Please look this up. Please. You guys got to look this up because this is the most insane fucking video I've ever seen.
All right. Let's also remember that these guys did this. And they're only trying to feed two people.
Yes.
This boar is 180 pounds.
They're not trying to feed two people. All right. So leave it paused. There's no reason to kill this boar on
it's
television.
It's 180 pounds.
Not only that, but you guys are fine. All right? Bear Grylls always has staff.
Cliff bars.
They're right there. There's a fucking staff right off camera all the time. These guys are not in danger. They're not going to starve. There's always a camera crew nearby. There's always a fucking emergency thing to pull. They can
what
get
is,
out
what
of
is
there.
It called? There's craft services behind.
There's craft services. Bear Grylls never actually has to drink his own piss. He does it for the views.
Yeah, they
and the
straight
taste.
Up.
And the taste, because it's good, all right?
Because it's sterile.
It's got
he likes
a little nuttiness
taste.
To it.
So he straight up murdered this animal. This guy murdered this animal.
Can we make sure that the volume is up on this? The audience won't be able to hear it, but we'll be able to hear it on the TV. Hold on, I got the remote right here.
Oh, you're about to make this thing wee-wee.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Why has it got no volume? Oh, there we go.
Here it comes.
All right.
Let's
make
hear
it
this.
Big. Full screen it, baby.
Okay.
So here we are. So Joe Tedai, he sees it.
Okay.
He's spotting it through the brush, and he's waiting for it to become entrapped
in
his
snare.
The
adrenaline is building.
This guy is, if you don't full screen this shit, I'm going to bust, bro.
No, don't full screen.
It'll be a bad picture.
Yeah, okay, it'll be a bad picture.
All right, ready? Here it is.
Here comes the pig sniffing 180 around.
180 pounds? You think it looks a little small?
It's probably about 150, 100, okay. 100 between 100 and 150. Right. Okay, so here it goes.
Here it goes.
He's about to snare him.
Snare.
Got him!
Professional
here
snare.
Here we go.
Good
snared
job.
Him.
Sprinting in with the spear.
Fucking knocking down bamboo trees. Oh, gee.
Oh! Oh!
The big step!
Oh! Dude, did you see... The way he pulls it out to show the camera, like, and this is what's happening next.
He pulled out that knife like fucking Michael Myers.
And that's
Myers.
A goddamn 7-inch blade, bro. That's a 7-inch blade.
So he sticks it right there.
Boom,
with the,
there's
with
the knife. Look at the goddamn length of that blade, Jay.
So he sticks it right there with the spear. Grabs it. Now he's mounted the pig.
He has mounted the pig.
He grabs it behind the neck. Here comes the Bowie knife. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Let's look at the face. Pause it.
Yo, what are you looking for, dude?
Now, I don't know if we can show everybody this video because of the copyright thing.
Maybe
and
we
YouTube,
can.
But I will definitely, Dave, definitely fucking show the people at home
this
that
fucking image.
Picture right there.
I feel drained after watching this.
Matter
like,
of fact.
I feel like it just took some life
yo,
from
it
you.
Took a little
look at him looking around.
Dude.
Like an insane person.
Yo. We got to use this as our thumbnail this
Who
week.
Who the fuck is he looking for?
He's looking for our next victim.
Holy
he's looking to,
shit.
He's looking
Pull
to
it back
kill.
To the moment of the stab.
He's looking to kill again.
I want
to
hear that blurg again. He goes, he doesn't go rar. He goes, blah. Pull it back. Pull
Let's
it back.
Go back.
A good while. Good while. Because it's a fast video. It'll get there. Here we
here
go.
Here it comes.
Listen
here we
for
go.
It. Listen
shh,
for
shh.
It.
Here we go.
Oh,
oh
God. My God. Jesus.
Oh! He did this. He killed him and went. Grr! Oh God!
No, he is bonered up too. I know that dude's rock hard in his trousers right now. That
dude,
motherfucker.
He's getting back on it.
If you're the pig, if you're the
holy
pig,
shit,
you're telling your other pig friends like, "Hey, today should be a pretty good day. I think I'm gonna go for a
Weather's
walk,
nice.
Guys.
Weather's
I'll,
nice.
I'll see you guys in a couple hours.
I know a good grazing spot, and he's gonna fucking butcher it right here. Yo, Discovery Channel." Fucking chill, Daddy. This is so intense, man. Let me tell you, there's no fucking reason. That is a, you're right, that is a big boar over his shoulders.
Yo, that
big.
Took a lot out of me.
Please, do me a favor, pull it. Okay, never mind.
No,
let's move. Oh, my God. But yeah, dude, so that was...
I told you guys about that.
Well,
he even thrust it into the pig a little bit.
Yeah, with his...
Fucking,
his pelvis.
Yeah, once he hit him with the knife in the back of the neck to cut through the spine.
Yeah, and then he sits up and he looks around to see who the that fuck else is coming, bro.
Yo, I watched the behind the scenes of that scene.
Yeah.
And the
Everybody
producers were talking about it.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was the most brutal thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever in their life. They were like, it was so guttural and just like just primal. They were like, everybody.
It spikes my adrenaline.
Set.
I feel a little winded.
Where do we go from here?
Everybody on
cut
set
it.
Felt that. Their adrenaline rose.
It's a wrap.
They all went and had gay sex after.
Yeah,
you know?
With him.
Bathed in the pig's blood. No big deal.
Well, this is the same
like
guy,
paganism,
right?
Paganism? Just.
Jay, isn't this the. This is the guy that was threatening Cody, right? He was like threatening to kill Cody.
Yes. And the reason if you're Cody, you would take that like serious.
Yeah. No grains of like, salt. You fucking 100%
let
buy
me just,
that shit.
Let me revert you guys back to season 6, episode 3, where I murder a fucking boar.
Fucking spirit with a 12-inch spearhead and then pull out my 7-inch Bowie knife.
If
and
you're, if you're Cody Lundin, and you're like, this guy's gonna fucking kill me.
I mean, Cody doesn't even have shoes on, dude. There's no way you're getting away from him. The guy's got a spear arm. I'm sure he could chuck the bad boy pretty fucking far.
That gave me a mild headache.
Dude, that was a lot. But I didn't know, Jay, when you talked about it, like I envisioned it in my mind, like what you were probably talking about.
I tried setting the picture properly.
Well, I went to one of my buddies at work and I was like, oh yeah, on my show we talked about Dual Survivor.
Yeah.
And Jay was like, yeah, there's a scene where he stabs a boar. And the dude goes, oh yeah, yeah, there is. Oh yeah, I've fucking seen it.
Sure
give
is.
Me a second, I'll pull it up right now.
Masturbated to it.
Dude, I was floored with how violent
you.
That was. I don't think the blurg was necessary. Also, the stabbing of the boar.
The
You're
looking
not,
around. The
yeah, the, all of it was fucking really
wait,
weird,
wait,
dude.
Guys, here's the thing,
that guy
though.
Needs to go to prison.
Here's the thing. Let me let you guys in on another little piece.
Yeah.
That was not the only fucking pig that he killed. That
on the show?
He killed another one.
No, he didn't.
This time.
By the end of the day.
So what happened
the
is.
Same day.
We need to feed again.
Its babies.
he went and murdered its entire lineage.
He fucking found its fucking litter of babies. Whoa! Whoa!
Not even on camera.
he's just murdering piglets.
Check
looking around, shaking him and shit. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah,
oh god.
He's got a fucking a necklace of pig ears.
Just pig heads, little baby pig skulls. Jesus Christ.
So, dude,
Christ.
Wait a second. So, there's another season. So, Cody leaves because this guy is threatening to kill him like a pig head.
I'll cut your fucking feet off, Cody. Put some shoes.
So he goes like this. So he leaves. Another hippie comes in, right? So this hippie.
Oh, they replace Cody with another hippie?
Yeah, this hippie is like legit. So he's got this thing. I forgot what it's called. It's called like some kind of spear that has a stick.
Okay.
And then you throw it. It's got a certain name. But
okay.
So he's got that, right? And they go hunting. And then they get this pig.
Yeah.
He sees this pig down by the river.
Yeah.
So the one guy's like, I got this one.
But then Joe Tedi gets PTSD.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. So he's got this ladle. I think it's called a something ladle.
Oh,
or
I know
something.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. Spear ladle Ooh, something.
Yeah.
So he lets this ladle go. Yeah. The pig is it's a smaller pig than
it's
that one.
It's a launchable spear.
Yeah, it's a launchable spear. It's got like a wooden thing. It's like a axe ladle or something. Adalatl. Some weird shit.
Adalatl. It might be it.
Adalatl.
Adalatl. I know.
Something
I do
like
think
that.
Might be it.
Either way, that's a fun word. It and is. Then so he hits this thing with the spear, right? And it gets him like perfectly right there in the lungs.
Boom.
So then the pig is like, wee, wee. And then he goes into the water, right? Because it's by a waterfall.
And the hippie goes, now, if you just let him go, he's just going to expire
on
his own.
Dude, you've never seen it, but you are describing it to a T. So he goes like this. So it's all about like a clean, non-suffering death,
That's
right?
right, yes.
Bro, it goes into the water. It's like, wee, wee. And you can start hearing it winding down.
Yeah, yeah.
So here comes Joe Tedi out of the bush,
from
right?
40 feet behind him in a full sprint.
Just making his way through the bush. And here goes
the
he
last
goes
thing this
running
sees.
Into the water. He goes running into the water like fucking Rocky and Apollo in the beach scene.
Yes.
He goes in there and the guy yells to him. He goes,
chill,
Joe,
Daddy,
Joe,
chill.
Let him die. Chill, Daddy. So he goes, Joe, it's a clean kill. Let him die mercifully.
Yeah,
you know,
mercifully. Yeah.
And here comes Joe.
No!
Here comes that fucking... He's got his own spear. Now, I don't even remember him making one. This is a short spear.
He's like,
he
bought a cold
gets
steel.
Into the water, and he just... Oh! He sticks
dude.
It fucking twice, yo. And
what
I think,
fuck?
Not too sure, but I'm almost positive he grabbed him behind the neck and started drowning.
Oh my god, bro.
You gotta make sure.
Whatever. He's like, Joe, no!
Jesus Christ. What the fuck's this guy's name? Joe Tedi?
Joe, the pig destroyer Tedi.
Can you do me a favor? Can you type in Joe Tedi? I just wanna see what it's T E T I.
T-E-T-I.
I would like to see what that guy. There he is, dual survivor, the real Joe Tedi.
Pretty weak, only 3,000 followers.
Yeah, well, because people are like, no one? Fucking thing.
Wait, did you say this guy's a fake?
Yeah, he is. I wonder if people
proof
are saying
that sandals are made of rubber and when burnt, they burn black.
Yo,
I don't know what the.
Are, go down and see if anybody hits his comments with like your fucking false valor piece
of
shit.
Yeah. So click on that image that you were just on and go to the comments on that.
Yep.
I would love to see if somebody's like stolen valor. Also,
there's only 10 comments. We get. Welcome back, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Before we get started, I just wanted to say that Joe Tedi is not
he's
not somebody who stole valor.
He's
he's an American hero, and he needed to kill that boar. And
he didn't cut us off.
And he didn't cut us off at
all. He didn't
cut
our feet.
And we're not afraid of him. But, you know, don't say anything about stolen valor and Joe Tedi in the same sentence, and unless you're saying he definitely didn't, okay?
Joe Tedi, the boogeyman?
The boogeyman. All right, so let's continue. And again, before we go on, I think he's great. So,
Joe, please don't cut the feet again.
Joe, please don't cut the feet.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe.
So anyway, Halloween's coming. Isn't that nice?
Halloween's right around the corner,
speaking
Dave.
Speaking of spooky things and terrifying people, Halloween's coming.
Yeah.
And I do think that this time we're going to get you to dress up. I was very disappointed
last
year.
Oh, I know exactly what I'm going as.
We have
you do? Already?
Uh-huh. I'm gonna get a deep.
Wait, do
cut.
You wanna? Do you wanna make it a? No, tell us. Go ahead.
No,
tell
no.
Us.
I'm gonna have a deep cut shirt.
Yeah,
right?
Like a deep V.
Short sleeves.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a Harley Davidson shirt.
Okay, wait.
And
a
I'm
second.
Gonna have a camouflage hat.
Yeah, and maybe a
and a big
spear?
Knife. and that big knife behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was thinking about dressing up like a boar.
Dude, can we be Joe Tadi and Cody Lundin? And the boar
for fucking... No. Yo, I would love
you
to
walk around
Cody.
Barefoot?
Yeah, I'll get a blonde wig. Absolutely.
The only time that you're not going to have to wear sneakers on the DJVW.
I think they'll get... We might still get...
Being Cody Lundin.
A little bit of blowback from the old Tadi.
Oh, God. I can't believe that.
But it is spooky season. Have you been, you know, doing any kind of movies or anything like that?
Oh,
I know
dude.
You said Halloween.
I've been ripping horror movies. Yeah. I watch, like, Halloween. Halloween is just one of those classic movies that never gets old for me. And I could just see it, like, all the time.
Yeah. I've watched Halloween, honestly.
I just saw the first one last night.
I just saw it three times in the last week.
It's the kind of movie you put on, you just go do your shit.
Background noise.
Come back, sit down, watch it.
It's great. You could fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
You could watch it in, you know, in the afternoon as your midday movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's Michael Myers is hands down my favorite.
Mine too.
My favorite
Can I
fucking
say something?
Horror movie person.
I saw somebody on my Facebook talking about how, in hindsight, they think that, because we were talking about movies you could put on in the background, in October.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas, one of those movies. I just put it on. It's on repeat in the background. I don't think about it. I just, you know, listen to it.
Sure.
Some fucking girl is going off about how the movie's just not as good as she remembers it being. Okay, fine. Everybody's got their opinions.
Okay.
Some fucking bitch in the comment section, and excuse my language, this fucking bitch.
Easy. I heard.
Okay.
She's Joe Tedi's cousin.
So this lovely lady,
easy.
This lovely American red-blooded woman.
Cut the feet again.
She comments, she goes, well, what I realize is that Nightmare Before Christmas is just a movie about the patriarchy and a man filled with toxic masculinity culturally appropriating another holiday and making it his own.
One black guy in the movie.
That's right. And I wanted to go.
Actually, wait.
Oogie Boogie was
the
black.
The Oogie Boogie guy is arguably a black dude.
He was clearly black.
Obviously.
I'm the boogie
with
man.
Them pipes. Whoa. Come on now.
Jack Skellington is Jewish.
Yeah, he is. You can tell by the nose. Basically, what I wanted to say was, you fucking bitch, you shut your dirty whore mouth. I didn't say that, but I mean, we're literally dropping these elongated comments. It's a claymation, bitch. It's a fucking claymation.
Well,
they're Play-Doh characters.
You're swearing a little bit more than
I'm sorry,
like.
You're right. I just get a little bit.
You're smarter than that.
Yeah,
okay?
You're right.
What is up with all that Jim and Gary
bitch? Whoa, jeez, dude,
I'm
chill.
Just saying.
Can you chill? I don't know if I crossed
Daddy,
the line
chill.
Or something. You're getting carried with Daddy, chill.
I'm just saying. Look, you could put something together more articulate. Let's hear it.
I'm just saying, man. I think it's a fantastic movie. It's a classic. It definitely is, to me, the most iconic Halloween film. I even put it around Christmas time because it's also a Christmas
movie. Here's a little wrench into that. It is arguably a Christmas movie, Dave.
Yeah. I'll watch it on both seasons.
I do watch it
for
Halloween.
Where are the Thanksgiving movies?
And you got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
No.
You've never heard of that.
No, I watched it recently. That and Blazing Saddles I watched recently.
Blazing
and I went,
Saddles, not a Thanksgiving movie.
I thought
movie.
They were, no, but they're both Mel Brooks movies, right? Or not Mel Brooks.
How about, is Dutch a Thanksgiving movie?
Dutch is a great movie.
I'm not even aware of that
He's
as a
like,
film.
I know you know me. What the hell you beat me up for? Dude, when he shoots him and shit and he karate kicks his ass.
What is that? Dutch?
Dude, it's
That's
got Paul O'Neill, right? Is that his name?
Yeah,
Paul
O'Neill. From Al Bundy. From,
it's something O'Neill.
Oh, the one with Jimmy Palumbo.
Nah, he's never co-starred next to
one?
Jimmy Palumbo.
Are you sure, dude?
Come
positive.
On,
are you sure?
I'll tell you what, Ted Bundy, black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's right, he is.
I don't know if I would have been so quick to go, I got the guy from Married with Children.
No, are you kidding me?
He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
That is a cultural icon.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They showed you that you could be a white, trash, dysfunctioning family and still love each other.
What did that fucking picture down there?
Black Dutch.
Yo, what is up with that?
Yeah, look, well, they're remaking everything.
Okay, so wait, we have Dutch, the movie with the white guy, and then we have the black movie called Dutch as well.
Is that
about it? Why does everything go back to racism in this show?
Well, you know what they're rebooting?
Can we just...
Have you seen they're rebooting The Wonder Years?
All in black, huh?
All black.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine it's going to be as warm and friendly. It's probably going to be super dark and super racist. And if they pretend that it's not, then it's a fucking lie. Because when does the Wonder Years take place? It's like in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah,
not a good time to be black.
Not the greatest time.
Not the greatest time to be a
young black
boy.
Are they doing it a period piece where they're in the 70s?
Yeah, well, it's definitely older. Okay, here we go. So here's the image. Don Cheadle. So that looks very much like the 70s, right?
It's going to be like, well, hey, Kevin, how was your day? Not too good. I got hit with a fire hose and a German Shepherd attacked me.
And the original Wonder Years. You know why I love the original Wonder Years? You know why?
With a little help.
The
from
reason
my
I love. Yeah, now that is I'll one get of the reasons. By with the that is one of the reasons. The other reason I love the Wonder Years is because nobody ever got lynched. Now, in the new Wonder Years, I have a feeling that we're going to see some dark shit.
They kept the bike.
They kept the bike.
They kept the bike with the chopper handlebars there.
Fred Savage and Freddie Savage.
Yeah.
Dude. Yo, they're going to be like this. I guarantee you it's going to be set in the Detroit before the factories went under.
No, dude.
And then he's going to tell his wife, it was just a good day at the plant, honey.
That's all.
Ain't nothing bad ever going to happen in Detroit.
Molotov through the window.
This place is the new upcoming city.
That's right, it is. Nothing's ever going to take down Detroit. Yeah, I don't know. They're doing a lot of spins. It's like they can't seem to, and I don't blame them, because I do think we're in the era of, it is very hard to make anything original.
But why do a multi, like a racial flip spin? Like, why would you do that? That's like doing a Married with Children with
the
blacks. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I think because
I'll tell you what, if that's the Married with Children.
Wait a second, dude.
We guarantee that
movie would be called Single with Children, and that's not. I take it back.
I was gonna say that Al would have definitely hit his wife.
Yeah, definitely. That would have been the beginning, the first episode, and then they would have changed the name to Single with Children. Yeah, man. I think it's two things. One is you can't make anything original anymore because everything's been done.
Everything is recycled.
And if you want to recycle something, you've got to put Dog the Bounty Hunter's racist.
Yeah, please.
Ass.
You're doing it again.
They're
Marco.
Doing it again, and I can't. I'm enamored by his face. I want to look. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna order that. Thank you.
Obviously.
And if you want to remake something, then you have to do something that's going to gain traction. You want articles to be written. You want tweets to be twat.
Yeah.
You make them black. Make them black. It's the same thing that they did with Ghostbusters when they made it an all-female cast. And
yeah.
Apparently it was trash.
And did that did that? Really bad. The did new really one bad. Looks good. The new Ghostbusters, I saw it in the
movie
theaters.
It actually looks cool.
It looks great. But that one they did, all-female cast, it just...
took a dump.
It was just bad.
Yeah, it was just not a good film.
Don't force stuff on people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I hate when they try to force... Here, we have everybody in this.
Yeah.
We have a trans, an Asian, a black, sassy...
A fat bitch.
Yeah, a fat chick.
Yeah, a fat bitch. Yeah.
Dude, I hate when they try to force that shit down your throat. It's like, look, dude... You can have black films, you can have white films, you know. You don't have to have every fucking, like, it doesn't have to be a movie of, like, a League of Nations.
Every single thing, even goblins are fucking represented. Everybody needs to be represented.
It's like, look, dude, everybody could have their own movies, too, you know? It doesn't, because honestly, in the real world...
Yeah.
We don't all really live together like that.
That's
We're
true.
Like, Kevin's not going to know an Indian kid,
that's
a
right.
fucking Asian kid.
And that's
India's
the way it should
part of Asia,
be.
And he's
white
not
should
know
fuck
a white...
whites, and blacks should fuck blacks, and Asians should fuck...
That's obviously what
that?
I'm getting
that
at.
That's what we're getting at.
Stick with their right, own
stick
guys!
With your races! I don't know, man. It is a...
No, it's just that, like, look, in the real world... you know, if Kevin lived wherever he lived, honestly, the Wonder Years is probably even more accurate because there was like a couple black kids,
sure.
There was like a few, like, you know, Asian kids in the school,
right?
You know,
can
I
spoil?
I think there might
have
even been one Mexican.
I'm gonna spoil because I read the synopsis, I read the script for the last episode. You want to know what happens on the last episode? Kevin gets shot, the police shoot him in the streets.
Are you serious?
No, guys. What the fuck, man?
I don't remember that ending.
Everybody believed it, though. They're like, whoa, I could see that going that way.
I mean, when you told me that, I was like...
Kevin got fucking shot, dude.
I was like, that would have been a great...
Yeah, if you did that, that
would
have been heavy.
I would love to go back and watch that
shit.
Dude,
yeah.
But what if the police officer that shot him...
Yeah.
Was Kevin from the original Wonder Years?
Oh my God, Frank Savage!
What are we doing?
He's like, get out of my neighborhood. How are you so old? I don't understand.
Why are we not... writing scripts.
We should be writing
scripts. That would have been such
a good...
We're
just busy wage-slaving away, dude.
That would have been a great little fucking Tarantino thing at the end.
What a twist. It's a little M. Night Shyamalan for you.
Shyamalan.
Can we get... Because we don't have a lot of time now because you have some...
I think we got...
With that damn Joe Tedi technical difficulty.
Yeah,
we got 25 minutes first and now we're... At 10 minutes. So we probably have another 20 minutes.
I don't know. Well, he's got a hard out at 12:05, right?
Yeah, I got a thing, guys. I got a thing I got to do. I got to meet a man about a
horse. 1:05. Okay, so let's get this cracking. I do want to talk about probably the last two things, which are the Tyson Wilder thing and the Ariel and Schwab thing.
We would be not doing our jobs if we did not discuss Brendan Schaub and Ariel Helwani having a fucking war right now.
Yeah.
Beefs.
Now, before we lay it out, I would like to know, can we have a round of a vote? All right, hands up in the air. Are you team Ariel?
A team? I'll call it by round. It was a fucking...
No, I'm talking about raise your hand. It's a vote. It's a democracy, goddammit.
I will say...
Team Ariel.
Ariel.
Yeah.
Team Ariel. Honestly.
I am leaning towards
Team Ariel. And it's not
because
I'm not like a... it's not that I'm a biggest Shaw fan. Actually, he was like a real kind of inspiration
for sure.
Why we started doing this show.
Yeah, exactly.
But what...
Ariel gunned down my man Brian Callen. I didn't like that. I said, Brian's just a cuck. Leave him alone.
That's true. He's just a rapist. Leave him alone. He didn't mention that.
That's true. He didn't mention that.
And if he really wanted to fire some shots.
So lay it out. Can you lay it out for us a little bit just so people know what we're talking about?
I'm not crazy familiar because I only saw the couple things you guys said.
Ariel Helwani is...
Brendan Schaub kind of started the fight, though, right?
Did he really?
With what he said? Hey, Marco, he started the fight with what he said, right? You're a little bit more knowledgeable about this.
Yeah, they've been going back and forth apparently... For over like a month or so.
Yeah, but who fired the first shot?
Pretty sure it was Brendan because they're talking about something with fighting and he pointed out that Ariel's sensitive and shit.
Well, I know that Bloody Elbow did a piece where they wrote...
It was like a hit piece on Joe Rogan.
Why
how he
UFC
shouldn't.
Doesn't need Joe Rogan anymore because when he went on that hunting trip and he missed UFC like 260-something... They were like, why the UFC doesn't need Joe Rogan. But literally they wrote an article almost a month later... Why the UFC? Why is Joe Rogan such an important part of the UFC? It's like, dude.
So you're just writing things to stir the pot.
In Brendan's defense, he said that was very clickbaity what they did. Mm-hmm. He said, like, look, you're saying we don't need him, and then you guys write another piece almost 4 weeks later on why we need him.
I would agree with that being
kind of
clickbaity.
And Brendan was kind of right, you know, but he also lumped himself into a category with guys like Joe Rogan and stuff where he said, you guys need us to be out there telling the truth, that you journalists are all clickbait journalists and stuff like that. Yeah. And he really didn't give them any respect.
It sounds kind of like a thing of blanket statements. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like two people speaking in too wide of generalities about each other.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously Brendan can be kind of a goof. But I think what he did in the early days of The Fighter and the Kid when he went to war with Dana and he put everything on blast about what the fighters get paid and how they don't get paid enough. There's a lot of fighters that probably would argue that Brendan is the catalyst or at least a functioning part of why they're making more money
now
or doing better gradually.
For sure. And the thing is with Brendan, he's been a pretty big ambassador for the sport.
Yeah.
But, you know, that thing that he had out with Ariel Helwani when he starts telling him, like, you were fired from your job and this, and that.
Which is not accurate.
Not completely.
All.
And then...
Well, yeah, Ariel kind of flexed that. He was like, check the fucking contracts, dog. But the UFC squashed those contracts and basically offered him more.
No, that happened first time around. He got fired for... He defended himself by saying he only lost one job, and that was Fox. And that was all Dana White.
Yeah.
Because they've been beefing forever.
And then Ariel went back at him and said, you want to talk about a guy losing his jobs? You got... Showtime didn't want you.
Yeah.
He's like, how's Showtime going? How's Fox going?
How did football go?
Yeah.
How did fighting go?
How did fighting
go?
I mean,
go?
He really cut to the core of him with what he said.
By just flat out calling him a phony.
I mean, dude, you might as well have said, how's your wife's fake ass going?
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Yeah, he went pretty hard.
Apparently really good because she's a smoke show.
Yeah, sure she's gorgeous.
But yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though. When Rogan starts saying like that he doesn't like fake asses and they look like diapers, watch Brendan's reaction where he's like, I don't know, some of them are good.
Some of them are good. I know at least one. I know at least one that's real nice.
I know of one that's pretty good.
You know, when Ariel says these things about how was football, how was stand-up, how was podcasting, in a way, yes, and in a way, no. Those are also the things that made him sort of a household name if you're familiar with MMA in the community at all. So to say that he wasn't successful in those things, maybe individually, if you look at them on their own, he wasn't completely successful. He didn't reach the top at the top. But all these things are a functioning part of his career as a whole. And I would argue that Brendan Schaub is probably doing pretty well.
I imagine he's doing pretty good. He has built somewhat of a... he's built a pretty big... what the fuck is the word I want to use?
Like a fan base?
Not just a fan base, but he's kind of constructed like a thing, you know, with like... not the Fighter and the Kid anymore. It's called the
Fighter and the Kids.
It's not. It's Calabasas Fight Club.
Yeah. So there's
and then
Calabasas
he's got
Fight Club,
King and the Sting.
Below the Bell.
He's got Below the Bell.
Fast Food.
He's
or what
built
is it?
A little
food truck diaries.
Food truck diaries.
Yeah.
So he has built this
channel almost. This
it's
whole
the Schaub thing.
Channel.
Yeah. It's the channel. He's built his brand.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
And pulling in like all this and that, and he's, you know, made a little thing for himself. Whereas like a guy like Joe Rogan, he doesn't need to have this or that or have this. It's just the Joe Rogan experience.
Yes, yeah.
Where a guy like Schaub wanted to build an empire. There you go.
But he's in a lot of ways,
he's building his empire, doing this, doing that, pulling from here, pulling from there. Trying to build the empire of Schaub.
So if we're Ariel, are we pretending that that hasn't been somewhat of a successful endeavor?
Ariel was kind of dismissing it like everything that you do is
failed.
The reason you have people on your food truck diaries is because you pay them. And why you tell them you could parlay this show, in, you could be on this show if you do this show for me. He's kind of like taking away all the hard work that Brendan has done to build... You know, the Brendan Schaub empire, you know, with Fighter and the Kid and Below the Belt and King of the State.
In defense, though, he's the one that came at his credentials first. He said, I don't need 12 people on your show.
Well, yeah.
And then Ariel's response to that was, I don't either. Be like, it's the worst segment we have is when I have all the fighters on.
He just does it because he loves it.
He does it because he loves it and he appreciates the fighters and everything. Also, not for nothing, but being a MMA journalist has to be hard. Because you probably don't get the respect of like that, that of like a boxing.
That's another thing Brendan said. Brendan's like, these guys who talk about fighting, they have never walked through the fire. He's like, I've been through the fire. Yeah. Like, I know
and
what
then
I'm talking
he,
about.
And then Hawani was like, and how far did you go? And how did that go?
Well, speaking of that, can I read this quote? Hawani, this is from his big drop on his podcast. About
recently. Here we go.
He goes,
and I quote.
And I quote, college football, how'd that go? How'd NFL go? How did fighting go? How did comedy go? How did podcasting go? How did TV go? Did you achieve your goals? Did you realize your dreams? Did you make it to the top? Was your claim to fame being told that your friend by your friend that it's time to move on? I mean,
you know another thing too. Hawani has been bullied his whole career.
He's a defensive
and
dude.
He's never had the opportunity to say what he feels because he's always under someone's own umbrella.
Yes, you know, that's true, yeah.
And then and Schaub kind of hit him with the checkmate of life where it's like, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you resort like, to because Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Fuck you, Schaub.
Ariel verbally demolished him piece by piece.
Absolutely. But, like, can we be honest? Because I'm looking at this quote, college football, how did it go? Well, he got to the NFL. NFL, how did it go? Well, he segued that into a fighting career.
He parlayed that into a fighting career.
Yeah, he played for the who? The Broncos?
He didn't play. He got on the practice squad.
Okay, so still.
But
shit,
still,
man.
No.
How did comedy go?
Dude, he always talks about it in the past, his past, too. All that was hard work. All that to try to
get a walk on
an NFL, that's a grind.
Dude.
He's always grinding.
When Ariel Hawani said all these things about him, college football,
it sounded
he was
nice.
A legit college football player.
Yeah.
Enough to get on the practice squad of an NFL team a handful of guys every year get to do.
Seriously.
Right? It's like you're really dismissing
everything
that he's done. And if I was Schaub, I would be very upset about you. You know, it's
hard
like somebody
work diminishing it.
Like, imagine
you look
somebody
small.
Was like, you know, how's fatherhood going? How's the, and you're like, I'm pretty good. I was, you know, you're taking away everything. How's fabricating?
Well, how's
I'm
this
pretty
one?
Good.
I love this one. How did podcasting go? I'm sorry.
Pretty
do you mean
great.
The Fighter and the Kid, one of the best podcasts
yes.
for the longest
he,
amount of time?
He
like,
went on to say, he's like, I don't need people. I don't need to pay for downloads and views for
well,
my
yeah, he
podcast.
Did allude that he's paying
he's
for
like,
downloads.
I don't need to combine
I don't,
nights
I don't know
for
the,
my stand-up.
I don't know
that's true.
I don't know the intricacies of how his downloads work or anything, but
Ariel
still,
seems to know.
He's very popular. Yeah, Ariel does know. He knows about things like getting paid on the side, things that the regular viewer
is not aware of,
informed of, part of any of those kind of deals.
But I mean,
once again, you're really taking away from all the hard work this guy did, all the fucking grind and workouts
both,
and all this to get to college football and to get to the NFL practice squad and to get to having a little empire of podcasting where you're
this.
On very successful shows and also at the same time produce very successful shows and you know with a big following on like Instagram and everything and for fucking Hawani to come in and just dismiss all of that like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course he's going to retaliate with the I'll beat you the fuck up and you would never say this to
you
me
know,
in my
they,
face.
They both did the same thing to each other. They both dismissed each other's credentials and in a way they're both kind of the same. They're both not really fully respected and, you know, people clown
Ariel for
being
sensitive. I think they should
probably
be...
Yeah, they're kind of the
same.
Oh,
you know what I do
disagree
with though, Marco, is the way that he apologized several times and then never met up in person, never... He apologized through text message
He'll
to Ariel.
He'll talk shit and then text him, my bad. You know?
That's kind of whack. I think that's whack.
But apparently, through text, Brendan said he'll apologize on my next episode.
Yeah, he even apologized on air and he never
did. He kept going.
Yeah,
he did the same thing for a while and then he came back and started talking
smack. That's a little gross.
Look, with everything that Ariel said, I doubt that Schaub's just going to be able to let bygones be bygones with that. Once again, you dismissed everything that this guy has done, which is very impressive.
Yeah.
And for you to just... all of that, I would be upset too, and I would retaliate with something harsh.
For sure.
Too bad he wasn't smart enough to come back with anything smart.
He's just not that smart.
I know you have a hard out, so I think we'll skip the Tyson thing, but I do want to say before we depart from this, you know, in regards once again to the podcasting thing, how did podcasting go? It's like we can all acknowledge that the Fighter and the Kid has tapered off and it's not what it used to be. But for
it
a moment,
it doesn't feel like that.
It doesn't feel like it, right?
It feels like this emptiness.
But for a moment in time, it was one of the greatest podcasts that you could listen to. So the idea that we expect, even Rogan's going to have a decline, the best podcasts are always going to be the best. Yeah. No, you reach the top of the mountain and you don't stay there forever. It's just like a champion in the UFC. You're going to get fucking dinged eventually unless you retire. And they didn't retire. They kept going. And so it took a little bit of an L. But you can't take away from what the Fighter and the Kid was. And it certainly was better than any show that Ariel's doing.
I could definitely see Schaub trying to fill the shoes or the void that Rogan's going to leave behind. You could almost see him grooming him for that.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to leave it to Schaub. Like, the experience.
I just think they're too different, man.
I just don't think it's going to hit the same. I don't think he's... sad to say, I don't think he's intelligent enough
even
or articulate
was,
enough to sit down with some of these guests that Rogan have and have the conversations of substance that Rogan has.
Want,
and it's not just all
kind of
dick and fart jokes. Yeah. And you could be serious and articulate and express yourself, you know, intelligently to another person who is very intelligent.
I think that Rogan has this knack for asking the right questions and just, you know, he's good verbally. I think Brendan, he's not as articulate, but they're different. And the Fighter and the Kid at its height gave me boners, bro.
I'll
love that show.
It was inspiring.
Especially
because it literally made me want to do this. It made me want to have my Brian Callen.
Yes.
This guy over here. And I wanted that, man. I wanted to have that fun.
That's how good it was.
You know, light, charismatic, just good. When we started the show, a big part of it was because I kind of saw the decline of Fighter and the Kid almost.
Yeah,
it was kind
of
like I don't
we
remember.
We talked about that a lot.
I remember it hitting differently.
Yes.
And honestly, since they left, I don't know, Abbott Kenny, right? It's just been kind of.
Well, ever since all the politics and all the things and Trump and COVID and this and that, that's what.
And Brian with the, thing.
And the allegations and shit.
I think it changed. Like, I feel like they almost. The show's direction now is like almost like Brendan's the ringleader.
Yes.
And I don't
which
like
is not
that.
Good.
I don't like it.
I think him and Brian were just even and they checked each other and they humbled each other and it was good.
I think what it is just because you're the alpha male doesn't mean that you should lead those shows.
Agreed.
And I think
that's a great point.
A guy like Callen was a better lead in those shows.
He was a better dance partner.
Yes. I need you to let him lead.
Yes.
And then Schaub, you do what you do and let him lead and then you do what you do. But now it very much seems like Schaub is leading the dance and Callen is
and
just kind of
there.
Got
two left feet.
Almost like it's like, hey, I brought you back in.
And what's another
you know,
thing?
You left.
Yeah,
you got
now
taken
you're
out and now
on my turf.
This is what I created and I brought you back into it.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
even the King and the Sting, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they had a change now. Now Eric Griffin is the co-host.
Is he really?
And Theo pops in. He's there often, but not every episode.
Well, Griffin is there a lot more.
To that
now.
I say, all things move on. Yeah. It is what it is. But after hashing this whole thing out, I think I'm Team Brendan. I don't agree with everything he does. But I don't think that he is necessarily a bad dude. I think his work ethic is tight. I think you can't take away from what the Fighter and the Kid was. And I think Ariel and him probably should be fucking homies.
What? I'm going to flip-flop. I'm going to say I'm T. Brendan. I'm sorry. Fuck you, Ariel.
That's right, dude. That's I think they should be homies, I think Ariel's fantastic.
I'm
going to
keep
it
riding.
They should, honestly.
I'm Team Ariel.
Team Ariel?
Stay
fired.
He beat him. He even pulled up the fucking Reddit page.
All you have to do
the Reddit page is a killer.
Stay in your perspective lanes, okay?
Yeah.
And honestly, bringing up that Reddit page, what do you got
there? Come on.
Another I could do this for another couple.
Go ahead.
That Reddit page of all the hate on Brendan Schaub.
Oh, dude, my God.
There's thousands of people that just make fun of him. Now, Ariel said,
though, dude.
Ariel
fans.
Said that it was, it's like your own people have turned against you.
He's right.
And
dude,
that's gotta sting.
God, that is a big, that's a very valid point.
You don't even need to fucking
That's got a king and the sting. All right, that's it. That's how we're leaving it.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay, guys, this was episode 63. Of DJVW. We're sorry for the technical difficulties. We apologize to Joe Tedai.
We're so sorry.
He cut our feed. Not our fault.
No, don't tell them that, dude.
Anyway.
Bro, we weren't recording the whole time.
We gave you guys
fucking,
the best.
Shut up, bro. He's fucking lying over there, bro. Oh,
look,
my God.
We gave you guys the best that we could, man. Once again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. They are the bane of our existence. And we'll try to tighten it up and figure it out for you guys for next week. But we hope you enjoyed. I'm Jay, he's Dave, Marco, and we're out.
Love you, bye-bye. Dave and Jay, first up the world.